Hello, my name is Jet Marnie. I'm a cisgendered bisexual woman and I use the pronouns she and her. I've been a volunteer at Joy since May 2019. At the end of that year, I debuted my own weekly show on Joy called Strictly Soundtracks, which is a celebration of music from film and television. I've continued to produce and present the show since then, as well as the podcast production of each episode. My voiceover contributions at Joy have included promos for the weekly programs, Yesterday Once More and Miss Chatelaine. Get ready, little monsters. Lady Gaga is bringing her Chromatica Ball to Australia, playing all your favourite hits off the new album, plus a ton of classics. Mother Monster is ready to blast off to the planet of Chromatica. September 9th to the 15th at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. For more info and tickets, visit ticketking.com.au. Melbourne City Gallery has the largest collection of LGBTIQA+ photography, paintings and sculptures in Australia. Art galleries can be a bit overwhelming, so our expert team of curators are here to help fill those blank walls and empty spaces in your house. No home is complete without art, so come on down to 191 Collins Street, Melbourne, or visit melbournecitygallery.com.au for more information. Having cancer can be a harrowing experience. And even if you are surrounded by friends and family, it's sometimes easy to feel alone. At Melbourne Cancer Support Group, we're here to help you throughout your treatment. We offer a platform for you to chat with doctors, mental health experts, survivors, as well as other cancer patients who know exactly what you're going through. For more information, visit melbournecancersupport.com.au. And remember, you're not in this alone. The excerpt I've chosen for the narration is from a book called The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. Once you see a pattern, you can't unsee it. Trust me, I've tried. But when the same truth keeps repeating itself, it's hard to pretend that it's just a coincidence. For example, no matter how hard I try to convince myself that I can function on 6 hours of sleep, anything less than 8 hours leaves me impatient, anxious, and foraging for carbohydrates. It's a pattern. I also have a terrible procrastination pattern. I always put off writing by reorganizing my entire house and spending way too much money and time on buying office supplies and organizing systems every single time. One reason it's impossible to unsee trends is that our minds are engineered to seek out patterns and to assign meaning to them. Humans are meaning-making species, and for better or worse, my mind is fine-tuned to do this. I spent years training for it, and now it's how I make my living. As a researcher, I observe human behaviour so I can identify and name the subtle connections, relationships, and patterns that help us make meaning of our thoughts, behaviours, and feelings.